So unlike Levi getting a message from a vision, I did not. I got it from a video. So good luck. My name is Matthew Lambert, and I am preaching a message on God is able. My first point is Lazarus. In John 11:1-15, it says, "Now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was the Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that he said, This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, and the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When he had heard therefore that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Then after that he saith he to his disciples, Let us go into Judea again. His disciples say unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again? Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of his world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. These things said he, and after that he saith unto them, Our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of his of sleep. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. Howbeit Jesus spake of his death, but they sought that he had spoken of taking of rest and sleep. Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead, and I'm glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent ye may believe, that nevertheless let us go unto him. So now they've made it to Judea and met Mary and Martha. And then in verses 23-26, it says, Jesus saith unto her, Thy brother shall rise again. Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall be again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? And then verses, still in chapter 11, but verses 39-43, it says, Jesus said, Take ye away the stone, Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus saith unto her, Said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was has laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. Now imagine you are in a, what do you want to call it? A funeral, and one of you have a sibling, and your brother has died, and the casket's closed, and one of your friends just comes up and says, "Open the casket," and then they open the casket, and this guy and the same guy just says that your family member's name, and then come rise, and your brother just rises from the dead. Isn't that great? To be able to do that. And then my last point is Jesus's crucifixion. In Matthew 27:27-37, it says, Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall and gathered unto him the whole band of soldiers. And they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe. And when they had plaited a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head and a reed in his right hand. And they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews. And they spit upon him and took the reed and smote him at the head. And after they had mocked him, they took the robe of off from him and put his own raiment on him and led him away to crucify him. And as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name, him they compelled to bear his cross. And when they were come unto a place called Golgotha, that is to say a place of a skull, this gave him vinegar to drink mingled with gall. And when he had tasted thereof, he would not drink. And they crucified him, parted his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, They parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots. And sitting down, they watched him there, and set up over his head his accusation, written, This is Jesus, the King of the Jews. God is a powerful person, but he was willing to send his only son to pay the price, the eternal, the ultimate price. And that was to die for your sin and my sin. Just like we read, and then at, once he died, he went up to see his father and to create a home for each and every one of us. And the, in order to go to that home, if you could turn back to John 11:25-26, it says, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth in, and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? So you in order to go to that place, you have to believe in him. And that is all.